Pineapple, line that up. Oh, we're already starting. Hi, welcome. Sorry.
It's your turn.
Hi, everyone. Unsubscribe Podcast here.
Ooh, that meant by Jimmy's Russell.
It's been 2 weeks.
It has been a while.
Oopsie.
Who are you guys? I'm Eli, by the way. It's nice to meet
Donut.
You.
It's very nice good to be here. You. Thank you.
Batty.
Batty Streams?
Batty Streams.
Huge, huge, huge fan.
Peace be with you.
Hey, and this is... Oh, wait. Operator Drewski didn't come. Huh.
It's weird. It's like we had a text with like, hey, Drewski.
You guys don't know, today we have John Cena on the podcast. You can't see him. I was like, Donut's not getting this joke yet.
Oh, man.
Okay. Batty, do a sponsorship with Carbach, our new ranch water.
Sorry, other ranch water. I don't love you anymore. We're breaking up. It's not me. It's you. You're dumb. Carbach ranch water. It's better than the other one.
It's Zion's. Cherry lime, specifically cherry. Zion's, if you can just...
Oh, you're not drinking, right?
I know.
I can't wait to break your sobriety, just like I broke JT's.
Yeah, JT had a good 2 months.
three months.
Yeah.
Now I'm all healthy for... Until Fridays. Fridays I'm allowed to drink.
Okay.
What kind of bullshit-ass... Fridays I can drink.
That's my cheat day.
Are you just going to get like Mennonites on every Friday?
Okay, maybe not do that. I'm not like you guys where you're like, we'll just do 2 Mennonites a week right now. I was these guys are doing it all the time right
now. It's not fun.
No.
You guys have done a lot lately.
Because Kings can't sleep and he gets drunk so he can pass the fuck out because his cluster headache bullshit and he's dying. So he's like, I'm going to drink. And then he's like, hey, Batty, help. And I'm like, okay.
They thought they would get me with $20 Mennonites, even though I was like, oh, Mennonite, go in, check their text. I was like, before these assholes even lie how much each man is going to be.
That's not what we did. You were just wrong. That's not what happened at all.
It was $72.
And you're like, I already read it. It was 79, not 72. And then I'm
you
like,
guys were saying 30.
Were we?
That's a cheap Mennonite.
That's weird, man. That's weird. I don't think there's any VOD or any proof of this. I don't believe you. Always delete the video evidence.
Every time.
Every goddamn time.
What have you been up to, buddy?
I went to UFC 262 with Chuck Liddell. That was really cool.
That's a boring story. Okay, yeah, next. No, I'm joking. Go on. Everyone was there. Frazier was in Houston.
He was?
Yes.
Oh,
and
I was there.
Dude, I had so many buddies there. It was like, you dickheads don't say anything when you go to Texas. And they're like, wait, what?
I didn't know Frazier was there. I would have invited him out. We went out to the club with Chuck and this like little rich
kid.
You
got a lap dance from Chuck.
I got a lap dance from Chuck. Man, and this little rich kid ran up and was like, let me pay for all your drinks and your table, and threw down like 10 grand in cash, and then took everyone to the strip club after and pulled out another 10 grand in cash and was just like, yeah.
Y'all went to a strip club without me?
I didn't go, but Chuck went with him. I went home early.
I need different friends.
Yeah, right?
We live together. We could do, you guys want to go to a strip club later?
Are you going to throw down 10 grand then I have to spend it?
Probably not.
I'll pull out like 100
bucks. I'm sure there's a
quarter
machine somewhere.
Yeah.
So
going to.
That was a great experience. I met Joe Rogan, so that was cool.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
That's pretty neat. He's a really nice guy.
Did you meet Dana, too?
I didn't meet Dana. I was standing beside him, but I did not meet him.
Did you sniff him?
I did. I smelled Dana White a little bit.
Bald?
Dana smells bald, very bald. Yeah, that's true.
Good.
Sorry, Dana.
Bleach.
Mr. Clean. We had Chuck out at the range. That was fucking...
Oh, yeah. Right.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was a little after the podcast. So we haven't talked about that.
No, yeah. Haven't talked about
Chuck
that.
Came to the Chuck Liddell came out to the range with Black Rifle Coffee.
I had food poisoning.
Yeah, Eli died for like 3 days.
Yeah. You okay now?
I am. That was the absolute...
That's what you get for not drinking.
I know. I guess. Is that how that works?
Cheers, yeah.
I remember going, I was like, I got to direct tonight. And then noon, that feeling like the mouth watering started. And I was like, no. Eli, I hate throwing up. Like it's a fear of mine. Like I can't breathe.
Really?
You just fight it to the last second.
Yes.
I love throwing up. I'd be like, let's get it out.
I fear it because I'm going to be like, and I'm like, I can't breathe in. I'm like, and I'm just like spraying vomit. It's the most terrifying thing in the world to me. So I remember that last phone call with Darnell. I was like, I took some anti-nausea meds. I should be good. He's like, okay, we need. I was like, I gotta go. Like, and I was like, bruh! I just started vomiting. And then I just kept going. And then I slept for like 50 minutes. I throw up, slept for 50 minutes, throw up. And that last.
I gotta know. Did you poop? Did you have like explosive diarrhea and vomiting? Were you both
yes.
sides?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
So and did you have to do the bucket while sitting on the toilet? Or did you put your butt in the bucket and puke in the toilet?
I threw up in another bathroom with poop in the other bathroom. I had two.
Oh, you double tapped it.
Yeah, because I did. Hence the name. It's from that specifically. I was literally just like running back and forth, and I knew something was wrong because the first thing I did, I was like, I'm feeling nauseous. And I pooped that day. I went poop. Yeah, like and it was like, well, it was like a bright green crayon. Like and I was like, my poop's never been that color. What the fuck does that mean? Like, Googled it. It's like, didn't have salad. Can't be that. I was like, uh-oh.
Did you get a green cupcake? You ever do that? Eat the cupcakes with a crazy frosting and then you shit neon blue?
No. That's literally what it looked like, neon green.
I've done that.
Do you remember the black buns they had for that Halloween at Burger King and it turned your shit black?
Yes.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I forgot about the black buns. That was like the – what were they called?
Everyone was posting pictures on the internet of their shit because it was pure black. Oh, like the black buns just dyed everything.
That's not healthy. Which if you have black stool, that's like real bad.
Yeah, that means you have blood in your stool. You're usually. Dying.
Is it bright? If it's bright blood in your stool, it's fine. Or it just means a tear on the outside. But
you just cut your butthole with that big old turd.
Yeah, that turd cutter didn't do its job. That turd cutter broke.
This is the poop episode of Unsubscribe.
Yeah, welcome to Unsubscribe, where we talk about anime, nerd stuff, and shit.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, so I was pooping, right?
Great transition.
There we go. All right, we're going in.
We were staying at the Four Seasons, and my friend Jessica was at the restaurant, and I didn't get a chance to like really talk to Joe Rogan. I just met him and said, hey, blah, blah, but I wanted to talk to him about like coming on a show maybe. And he was staying in the Four Seasons, and he was walking through the hotel, and he kept getting stopped by people. But I was taking a poop. So she's like, Rogan's out here, come out. Rogan's out here, come out. Rogan's out here. And I had to like just like cut it off. And then the toilet paper at the Four Seasons is black. And you can't.
It's what
you can't tell when you're like actually done.
So you just kept going.
So I just kept going and going and going, and then I missed Rogan. The elevator was closing as I was coming out, and I didn't want to like hold the elevator and corner him in the elevator. Yeah. So
who makes black toilet paper?
Yeah, it's a fancy hotel.
Guys,
was it like soft though?
It was soft. It was super soft. But it was black.
Fucking tissue paper.
Yeah. Introducing double ply brown toilet paper. Is my
am I done?
We call it risk. I don't know if you're done or not.
Wet wipes. The only way. Yeah. Eli knows you got wet wipes.
Oh, I love wet wipes. Wet wipes? Yeah. Baby wipes. I just bought wet wipes.
Dude, is that a military thing? Or just like...
I think it is.
Because when you're out in the field, one dude always had the wet wipes in his bag. Baby wipes, whatever the fuck they were. One, you always...
It's like taking a shower every time you shit.
Yeah, you just gotta...
True.
Yeah.
Get your ass, throw the fucking...
Yeah. It's and like then it's biodegradable.
The black toilet paper is like, I got to finally see what it's like to shit as a blind person.
Oh, my God. Fuck. I never thought about it. I did do. Oh, there was some stories about that. It's like how blind people just.
How do they know?
Yeah.
Do they
smell? If you're blind, please, in our comments, I'm not sure how you're typing or listen.
No. You just even pointed.
You don't know how you're.
If you're blind,
yeah. If you're blind out there, hey, you. If you're listening, ? Batty said that too. That's all they do.
If you're blind and have a friend help you type in our comments, how do you know when you're done shitting? Answer below. If you have a friend who's blind, ask him for us. I just want to know now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just like...
Probably easily Googleable, but I'm not gonna do that.
We don't have time for that.
Yeah,
we usually Google something like
how do blind people poop? Now that their butthole's stupid.
I hate you. Their butthole's stupid. Oh, yeah, so that's where today went.
Oh my God, this is great. Side story on blind. There was a blind lady. She was super sweet next door, but she was a hoarder. This is back in LA.
Whore. I was like, oh no.
Hoarder.
She was a huge
blind
whore.
Yeah, whore. Had no standards. But no, she lived next door and she was like a hoarder, and it was like, it's creepy because when you think about it, it's like that lady's just sitting there in her house and like all this trash in complete darkness for herself because she wouldn't turn her lights on. I was like, man, that's like an actual horror story right there. It's like super creepy when you think about it. Just a lady just sitting in like the dark of her house at all times, day or night. Just maneuvering through her.
I don't like it.
Through her garbage.
I don't like it.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
I don't like it. Nope.
Mm-mm. Just Smeagol popped into my head.
For me. That's very true.
He lived in a dark cave. Yeah.
Big old creepy eyes, too.
He did.
Biggest ones. Batty, so you competed in a video game tournament.
Yeah, it was shit. No, I'm kidding. It was actually a lot of fun.
You came in second, right?
Third.
Or third.
Dude, third.
It's a good story. I've heard a partial amount of the story.
So,
go.
Yesterday was the Escape from Tarkov Twitch Rivals team event. 24 teams, 3 people per team, with like a $30,000 prize pool. And our team was myself, Kings, who we talk about far too much. Ugh, gross.
Gross.
And one of our buddies, Velian, who's a smaller Twitch partner. And all the sweaty gamers were in LA. Like Clean, Willer, Landmark, Anthony Convan was in it. Wellen was there. Aqua FPS. Nice. Like a lot of big creators. A lot of this was the North America tournament. There was an EU one a couple days ago as well. But and it started out real bad for us. We were like 23rd out of 24. With 0.01 seconds left after the first 4 rounds. It was like there was like 5 sections to the tournament. There was the first section, which was like the qualifier. Okay. You played one map 4 times, and there was like achievements. You could go around and try to do specific tasks, kill certain people, kill players, and earn points. Whoever had the most points after all 4 of those qualifying rounds would be moved into like the bracket system.
So are you playing random players, or are you playing each other?
Playing each other.
Oh, shit.
Closed PvP servers. There's only the AI scavs, so AI play like the computers, mm-hmm. and other players that are in the tournament, which I fucking loved.
See, that's smart.
That was the biggest issue with the last few tournaments was it was on public servers, so people could snipe in. Even with a stream delay, people could get into the tournament.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you'd have one team on a server with a bunch of solo shit players and one team on another server with 5 super geared, the hardcore players. And then that it doesn't matter if that team is really good, they're fucked. So it was on private servers. So like it was all the best PvP players, you know, known to the game versus all these other bigger streamers. And boy, it's weird how all the best players didn't make it past like the second round. Will, I'm sorry. I love you, bro, but I'm going to talk shit right now. I'm sorry.
Because Will and Landmark were on the same team?
Their third player, I don't remember but who it was. Will, but it was Will and Landmark on the same team.
If you guys don't know who they are, they're two of the best players in the world.
They play like
Call of Duty. They play Tarkov like Call of Duty, which is insane to watch how fast and crazy they do things. But yeah, they got knocked out like second round. Like they made it through the qualifier, first round of the brackets. They got knocked out.
Just done. What happened?
Just dunked on? Just some smaller people?
The first round, also, we were in the same lobby as them. I don't want to say that. We didn't actually kill them. They got stomped on by another team, and we came in and cleaned up their third player. Will and Landmark were already dead, but... but it was crazy. It was actually like I know a lot of people were complaining. They didn't like. I've learned that Twitch and Battlestate don't understand how a bracket works. Like if you're the first qualifier, you go against the worst player, the worst teams. It's like first and 16th or whatever, second and 15th. They put first, second, third, and fourth all in one bracket.
So they just blew their load right at the beginning.
It's like that's not how a bracket system works. If you do really well, you go up against the worst teams, and then
yeah.
In the middle. It meets in the middle for the finals.
Yeah. That's how you get the...
Nope.
A good...
Nope.
Ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, fuck that.
Think they did... There was like a loser bracket and a winner bracket. But either way, it was just a weird set. Their bracket system was just set up kind of weird. But yeah, we were in 23rd at the end of the qualifying round. We had done really good the first out of the four maps. Then we just got shit on the middle two. And then the fourth one, we were doing decent, and then me and Kings got killed, and it was only our partner Velian left. And he was, like, on the cusp, a cunt hair away from getting a fuck ton of points, which would have pushed us, like, just barely into qualifying. And he was extracting from the map, and the clock hit zero, and a player pushed him, and he killed the player. apparently there was like 0.03 seconds left on the clock technically when he got the kill.
Yeah.
So we went from 23rd up to 13th. Because it counted all of the little things at the end there. So Velian got that motherfucker. He is loud and angry and stressful. He's apparently a more solo player.
Yeah.
And he struggled a little with teams, I think. But overall, motherfucker MVP'd the shit out of us for that round and another one later on. And he did good, which was cool to see. So it was pumped. So we got bumped to 13th. We then, for the every round of the bracket system, we had the most points because it's all based on points. You got to find certain things. Like, they made you have to find the heaviest item in the game, a tank battery. They would hide 3 tank batteries randomly on each map. Or not, I guess not randomly. Everybody knew where the tank batteries were.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it so you just can't run. If you've ever picked up a tank battery in Tarkov, you're fucked because it's a weight system. It's like a survival game.
If you carry too much,
you're like slow walking. And you have to pull out a tank battery to get, like, the most points. So everybody's just, like, slow walking and trudging around.
Their teammates are covering them. Like.
Trying. That's what we did. We pulled one off Woods, and we had to carry it from, like, one, like, the middle of the map all the way across the map.
Woods
with, like,
huge.
4 minutes left on the clock. It was, like, so stressful. Holy shit. But, yeah, we ended up moving all the way up till third. Clean, I think, got bumped out somewhere, like, around 10th or 8th. In the middle. Party Pineapple, our editor, 7th place in the tournament.
Woo!
GG's boy. That was his first time in Rivals too, I think. So he did real good there. But we pushed up to 3rd. Somehow we accidentally made it to 3rd.
You made podium.
Yeah.
You got a bronze medal.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
You failed up.
It's like when you're... running up the stairs and you trip and you fall up the stairs.
Yeah, go.
That's what happened. And I broke my thumb once doing that, tripping, running upstairs.
Random story.
Oh, look at the little kids.
Yeah, but there was a lot of shit talking going on between a lot of the players.
Dude, I bet there was just... Where was the shit talking at? Was it just...
Twitch chats and like a little like offhanded comments here and there as players...
Bullshit!
Well, that's the thing. You see all these people that are known to be the best Tarkov players. Again, no offense, Will. Love you, brother. That play in these public lobbies against normal players. But when you put them all up against...
Spicy dudes.
Suddenly, all the best players maybe aren't all the best players. And that's where everyone's like, well, it's still random tasks. And I hated how this was like this. And then all the excuses and everything start coming out. But, I mean, like, the winners were... three smaller Twitch partners. It was nice. A guy named EFT Sharptooth, just Sharptooth now, Queen FPS, and I can't remember their third, or Arson. Arson TV, I believe, were the three first place winners. And Arson killed me in the last round, you motherfucker.
Dude, good for them. That's
but
awesome.
Dude, like, it was super cool to see the top two teams were all, like, not, like, the top of the Tarkov directory.
That's
they
crazy.
Were still, like, decent-sized streamers, but it was really great to see people actually, like, get into it. I think Anthony Confan was 4th place. They did good. Anthony did real good that tournament, which was cool because he does a lot of other stuff too. So
that's crazy. It's those bracket system. It's actually putting players into their like skill level when you're like all the spicy. That's how COD. That I do like COD or skill Warzone for that. Yeah, because it's like, yo, Diamond One.
Every game's spicy.
Yeah.
Now, every game.
The problem was with it is the same thing. It would be when the tournaments, the kill tournaments, rush kills,
yeah.
And you'd be like, okay, guys, you have 5 rounds of Warzone or 10 rounds in Warzone to get as many kills as you can. Mm-hmm. And what players were doing, they were pro players were just joining. They'd look at the skill bracket and exit out. Yeah, they would just keep joining and
so
backing out.
Lobby.
And they get a low elo lobby and just murder everyone. Because then you're playing with trash.
You just pub stop. It's an old school pub stop.
And it's like, I know when I'm in a low elo because it's like, oh, this battle, they missed me, period. Like,
I did.
I can, yeah. Like, they're like, and they run away, and you're like.
The outline of the bullet hole outline of your body behind you, like, oh.
It's like that scene from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Right
where he comes out of the bathroom.
And then he just kind of looks around like.
Yeah, what the?
But man, yeah, skill based matchmaking or just like private lobbies. That's like, I remember when PUBG first launched, they had an issue with that.
Yeah,
like the original like first rounds of early access. Yeah, when it was
when
still
Donut reached out to me, He was like, hey, we should play PUBG sometime.
We could be friends, buddy.
Yeah, I remember that. That was 2000. No, I texted him.
He ignored me. No, it was 2017.
17 or 16. Yeah, that was 16. Back in the day. Because
I was a PUBG partner.
Uh-huh.
And I could do the custom, make my own matches for all my friends to jump in. I used to play with my lobby. It was really fun. I'm probably not a partner anymore because I haven't played it in 2 years. But
18 years.
Sorry. Thanks for the partnership, though.
That game, I'm surprised people still play that game.
It was pretty fun. And then Fortnite kind of killed it.
Fortnite.
They also dropped the ball with by just, first of all, they didn't region lock China. That was a problem.
There were a lot of hackers in that
fucking. That was a problem for early PUBG days. And yeah, they dropped the ball huge with their updates, man. Even it was just too little too late. Once like one.
Sorry, there's pussy fighting in the background.
Fucking cat. Get him! Go for the jugular!
Be nice to your brother, Jones. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, PUBG, the original tournaments there were public lobby. They get dropped into a public round, have to get a public lobby, get a certain amount of kills, and that's what the early Tarkov tournaments were, public lobbies. You'd have people try to stream snipe into the games to help or hinder. You know, they'd have sweaty foremans dropping into tournaments.
Yeah, and you're like
fucking a single solo player who doesn't know what he's doing trying to hatchet run, and that's a free kill, so... I was super thrilled they did it this way. The last few ones were like a bingo style tournament where you have to hit certain achievements and get a bingo board.
I did that one.
Those I didn't mind just because it was kind of fun to be in a rivals tournament still, but
this but it's was the RNG guy. You're up to the RNG guy, and if you're
RNG.
If you want a good example, speedruns. Watch speedruns.
They'll just restart. If they one little thing is wrong, you restart a speedrun.
Because there's no point. They're like, nope, fucking, this is pointless. Reset. Oh, I'm 30 minutes into this run. Nope, this didn't happen. Reset. And you're like, that's the exact same thing you guys were doing. It's like, well, Team A got really good luck. Team B got literally fucked.
So it was really cool that these were all, it wasn't random. It's control. Every map had the scab boss on it, you know?
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, scab boss 100%. Because it was one map. It went 4 qualifying rounds on reserve map. Into a round on woods, which was the first bracket, then to interchange, then to shoreline, then to I think the last one was custom. Or I think, actually, sorry, it was a reserve, custom, woods, shoreline, then back to reserve. There was no factory on that. Gotcha. Or labs. But like every time, if there's a scav boss on that map, he was there. Everyone had the same tank battery spots on every map. It was other players in the tournament every time. So it was like, it was as controlled as a survival RNG-based game
can be, yeah.
And that, I loved it. I thought it was a great system. Was there some confusion in points and brackets? Yes. But for a Twitch Rivals tournament, I had a fucking blast.
It's probably the best one you've done.
And yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, like, I was having fun when we were in 23rd.
Like, yeah, it's still a good time. Yeah.
I mean, like for a tournament with all the best players in Tarkov, like there was no like EU players, there was no like Australian players. So like Pastilli, Slush, they didn't get to play with us, which was a bummer because it was just the NA tournament. But it was still fucking cool, man. I will take that style tournament over nothing.
Yeah. Any day of the week. Dang, what game were you playing?
Let's get dunked on Landmark.
World of Warcraft.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, I'm about to get back into it too.
Yes.
Are you more of a PvE or PvP player?
World of Warcraft, been more PvE.
Yeah,
I like dungeons and raiding.
Before we go to that trash, play Resident Evil 8.
No, I'm not going to. I don't give a fuck about Resident Evil games. Yeah,
I'll play it. Is it good? Have you beat it?
What's your favorite Resident Evil? I haven't beat it yet.
Nemesis.
I heard they all die.
I have no idea.
Just trying to ruin the game.
Did you like 4?
I can't remember which one.
Leon, and then in the village, you can upgrade your weapons.
Is it like in Africa?
No, that's number 5. It's the one where it's like, what you selling?
No, I don't remember that one.
It's like considered like, so 2 and 4 are considered like the best ones. Okay. This one is 4 and 7. So 7 was the first person was scary. Yeah. Just pure scary. 7. And then they were like, okay, let's do that. It's a first-person Resident Evil now. Like, there's some scary attributes to it, but it's fucking like, you're like, bah, 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 like, running around clearing. The dude's now trained with a firearm. It's fucking good. You get to upgrade your weapons, like, the battles, the bosses. I'm enjoying the fuck out of it.
Big titted vampire.
There's big titted goth girls in it.
I've heard.
She's a lady Demetrius. She's 9 foot six in the game. She's a monster.
I mean, Eli, can we just that's two
three
of
me.
Like, she's three Eli's tall.
Like, big dude, and her tit would sit on my head.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
She is huge in the game, and then she just like walks after you, and you're like, it's that weird feeling in a video game I haven't had where I'm like, shit. Like, my heart's like, I'm like, run away from this bitch. The other bosses are popping up, and you're like, holy like spooky fuck.
Goth vampire bitches, too?
Yeah. There's the ones that are...
I might have to check this game out.
It's just the goth.
I'm just going to check out the Pornhub version.
Yeah. Resident Evil 8 porn.
I mean, you know it's there.
Here we go.
You know it's there.
I don't know if it's there.
He's like, click the second video down. It populates. The first one's trash. They just mislabeled it. Fucking thumbnails. No, but it's really good. Like, I am really fucking happy with it. The puzzles.
I've heard nothing but good things. I just don't give a fuck about Resident Evil games.
Hmm. Yeah, if it's not your thing. Then...
like, I'm not going to knock the game. I like Resident good Evil. Things.
I beat the last one. That was a good one, too.
Was 7 or?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one where you're in, like, the bayou.
Yeah, 7.
The fucking the redneck
family. Yeah, the redneck family that eats people.
So it's that same guy. It's that same guy as in this one.
Oh, like the character you
Ethan?
Play?
Ethan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he just keeps getting in all sorts of shit, man.
That's why he was like, literally, that's what's great about it. He's like, fuck, man. Like, I just want to forget about that because it's like X amount of years later. And then he's thrust back into it. He's like, motherfucker.
Not again. Fool me once, shame on you.
He's like, oh. But it's that character. But he explains like the reason now he knows how to use firearms and you get like AR, like all that shit in this game, sniper rifle. It's literally Resident Evil.
In 7, he was... clumsy and shit with stuff.
You had like a pistol and a shotgun,
yeah,
right? And
you found a shotgun in the house. So I didn't play 7, but I watched an entire playthrough of like the different stuff that can happen in it because I don't like the games, but the story was fucking cool. It was a spooky game, so I literally I'll sit down and just watch somebody play those games like Twitch.
Yeah, this one is like that, but you have like the merchant that you can buy upgrades to your weapons. Mm-hmm. You get to create ammo and like. The potion stuff to heal yourself. It's just a fun game. And it seems big because I don't even know how far. I've just got like the first bosses done. So now I have to go to like, I'm guessing there's like three more big bosses I have. So
yeah,
it's fun though. It runs so, so good on that stream PC.
The dual PC is working, girl. Mm.
Okay, now back to your trash. Wow. Whoa.
Okay, so Whoa is pretty cool. I haven't played WoW. I looked it up the other day, so I actually logged in, got my account stuff, which took a bit because my authenticator was on a phone I had 3-4 years ago, which I go through phones a lot. But I actually played WoW since 2016 was the last time I like played. I bought Legion in like 2019. Mm-hmm.
I did the same.
Never played it. Never opened it. Never touched it. But that was the last time I like logged into my Battle.net account, I think. And I have no idea what I'm doing at all. I am so lost in the fucking sauce right now, but I'm having so much goddamn fun. I've been staying up till like 5, 6 a.m.
That's why you've been doing that.
I'm just playing WoW.
What character are you playing?
I made a Blood Elf Warlock. Because Warlock, I like DPS. Like I want to learn how to tank. I love tanking in... I don't know any of the dungeons. I don't know any of the raids. Because I'm more of a PvE player than PvP. And I don't know any of the shit yet to tank, so I'm gonna just learn some of the raids. Then I'll start learning how to tank again.
Yeah.
I just like I've never been huge into WoW. I've always leveled, and then my friends will be like, "Well, we're gonna go do something else," and I'm like, "Well, I guess I'm not gonna play WoW anymore." And I just get back into an FPS or some shit. And I stop playing. So I'm relearning how to fucking do everything because it's completely different. The Warlock I'm playing now is a Destruction Warlock, which. Back in the day, wasn't a good warlock, so I never fucking learned it. I learned like an affliction warlock, so I'm like, my rotations are different, so I got all these fucking add-ons. It's making my brain hurt because I'm not smart.
MMOs.
But I'm having so much fun.
What level are you?
I just hit, I'm like 55 and a half. I started at 48, 50. Yeah. I just took a bump because I didn't want to replay the entire fucking
They brought
shit.
The cap down to 60 because it was 120.
Yeah, it was like 120.
It was level 120 in the last
They put it back to 60 now?
Yeah. So they just compressed they everything. Just, about
I mean, 60. Like health was in like the millions in yeah. shit. Like yeah. numbers were absurd.
There was no point to the number system. Yeah. They got like
it kept multiplying. It was getting exponential at that point. Yeah. So like they just.
You did 1.2 million damage with that one backstab. Exactly. Yeah. How much health does this creature have? Well, that creature has 38 trillion.
That's what it got to. Yeah. And they're like, oh, maybe we should put it into more manageable numbers.
I found the chat in WoW is still just as gold as ever.
Yeah.
Last night.
Super toxic.
Oh, my God, dude. Last night I was playing and somebody just puts in the general chat or some shit. He's like, hey, man. If you ever need help, I'm going to be streaming live on Twitch 7 days a week, doing YouTube videos as well. 2 platforms, you know how it is. And then the fucking people
replies.
Ripping it. They're like, wait, this motherfucker's on 2 platforms? What? 7 days a week? Did he say 2 platforms? and it just kept going. And it was just like, oh, this poor man. This man's trying to advertise in a video game. Don't do that.
Never.
Don't do that.
You're either going to get trolled or people just don't give a shit.
Yeah, don't do that. And don't come into somebody else's stream and advertise your stream.
Yeah, don't do that.
I hate that I have to say that.
Hey, if you're in a stream and you're like, oh, I got to leave to go to my stream.
We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't be a shit cunt.
Have you always played Horde?
I have Horde and... Actually, I think I only had one Alliance character.
Do you remember Baron's chat? Like if you're in the Baron's, it's like...
The
chat was always just like fire there. It was always...
That people. And Crossroads was always fucking
yep.
angry.
The Crossroads and the Baron's. Yep. Yep.
Wow. Is there actually much... Dude, I remember the last time I played a little bit of Legions, and it's just so ridiculous where you... Like, you don't have to talk to another soul now in an MMO, which has completely changed how MMOs were back from like EverQuest, Final Fantasy XI. Because they
finders and
you
shit.
Go through all those instances and no one says a damn thing. They're just like grinding through, they're killing the bosses, and then it's over. And you're like,
I mean, even like the first couple years of WoW was like that. You would have to run to the dungeon. Everyone had to run
oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah, to
there.
The stone.
Yeah, and if
and
you wanted
you
to summon someone to the meeting
outside
stone.
Of the dungeon entrance, mm-hmm. you'd all wait there and try to like fucking.
And it was hard. You had to, you had to really think about what you were doing and communicate. And you're right with dungeon finders now, and like everything is just handed to you.
Dude, those old instances. Oh fuck, what was the one in the desert? I remember like I have the most memories of that. Where I had like the Egyptian pyramid. This is original vanilla. Oh, it is a Z. Yeah. Zanzibar. Zanagev.
Oh, Halo.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like that or the one where you fight the Hydras under like in the mountain and there's a waterfall and you jump off. Like all those I remember so well. But you'd have like you'd prep and there was like you'd wipe a lot even on those young instances because people just didn't know what they were doing. It was a lot more difficult. Mm-hmm. Now it's just I don't think you can fail an instance now.
It's really hard.
You have to be terrible.
So we had, I was playing, a couple days ago. I was in a dungeon, first dungeon I've done since getting back into WoW. And our healer was just being a shit cunt. Like a literal piece of shit. Just being rude to everything. Like, oh, fucking, you're new? You're new? Oh, this tank's stupid. Everyone vote kick the tank. He sucks. And then eventually he was like, wow, what are you doing? And then one other dude just wrote to everyone. He's like, just ignore him. Y'all are doing fine. And eventually, as soon as that guy wrote that, healer quit, priest quit. So we're all like, I'm like, dungeon finder immediately queued another healer halfway through the dungeon. I was like, we don't have to start over. I mean, it's been so long since I've done anything like this. And it's, I don't know, I'm having fun. Like, I'm gaming offline. I played WoW on stream the other night, too. Held good
you
numbers,
did.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. People like it.
It's just weird. Like, I haven't gamed offline in a while. I've been playing.
Can we all play together?
I'll play WoW. I have level 50 of every class.
I want to play.
You want to play WoW with us? No.
Yeah, I'll play WoW.
You want to play WoW till 5 a.m.?
Let's do it. Should we start new characters together?
Yes. Level 50 characters.
start boosted characters.
Together. Yeah, boosted. We'll start strong boosted characters. I'd be down to play like...
I mean, not a boost to 50 is fine, because 50 to 60 is like the new shit. It's Shadowlands, so that's the expansion.
And it teaches you how to play now when you
that, and
like,
that's why
when
I
you
didn't
start
wanna,
out even
exactly.
as a boosted character.
I don't need to relearn fucking that. That's another big thing. I didn't want to relearn levels 1 through fucking 40. I've done that so many goddamn times and had my friends quit halfway through where I'm like, well, don't want to play anymore. So I'll boost to 50. I'll grind from 50 to 60. And that's fine. That's a fun amount of grind.
Yeah, for sure.
You can do dungeons along the way. It's good.
Or do we play Final Fantasy 14?
I'm not going to play Final Fantasy
14. I'm not going to play Final Fantasy 14.
You sons of bitches. Everyone says the story's way better.
Weep!
Everyone's like, the story's way better. And I'm so sure are the fights.
Final Fantasy 14 was one where they had they remade the entire game because it sucked so much nuts.
So,
right?
So bad. Oh, they
we were talking about that one time.
Yeah, they literally revamped. And that's why it's called A Realm Reborn, is because they trashed the old. They were like, oh, we got 1 year to fix this or 2 years. And they just like. They're like, this game sucked. It went from 1 million subs to 28,000 subs in a month. You know you killed your game when your entire player base is like, nah, this ain't for me, dog.
I'm going to go. I'm going to head out.
And you're like,
I'm going to go play ESO instead.
It's like, oh, honey. But the new one, everyone's like, they rave and they. I was reading a WoW developer because they don't like a lot of the WoW developers and new, like, especially the hardcore raiding guilds. They don't like the boss encounters in World of Warcraft or how it's managed. They're like, it's just cheap. And like, none of these things, these cat's fine.
Fuck you. Fuck you. That Squirt was the bully.
No, Jones being a cunt. Jones has been. Look, he's just beating Squirt up and chasing around the house the past couple of days. He's very angry.
Squirt, shank him.
Have sex with him.
Oh, so Squirt tried to fuck Jones one time. He's just got a wild
sidebar,
wild hair up his ass and mounted poor little Jones. And Jones is like, me.
This is mine.
No, now we know why Jones is mad.
There's anger built up.
I mean, if me and Eli are hanging at the bar, and all of a sudden Eli's like, I'm like, oh,
he's gonna not like me for a while. He might have,
That's not okay. Be nice. Jesus. Kick him in the dick.
But yeah, they had the boss rotations on the how everything how Final Fantasy teaches you is like the big thing. It's like, hey, this mechanic. Throughout each dungeon, it's like, hey, we're doing this, this, and this. So when you get to that final encounter, you know each of these like glyphs on the ground or what's going to happen next. And everyone praises the big raid battles because of that. Whereas World of Warcraft, I always just did like, it's like, spam, watch out for the fucking emblem going. So
dude, there run are add-ons that make noises if you're in a bad place now.
Deadly boss. What is it, Deadly Boss Mod?
It's like, yep.
And it tells you everything.
It's like, wah! I'm like, gotta move!
Yeah.
Which is great, because I'm usually on my phone scrolling like TikTok or watching porn on the other monitor anyways. So now I'm like, I can multitask like a pro.
Oh, man.
What are you going to play, Donut?
What have you always done in WoW? What has been your, like, WoW?
I'm a hunter. Or a tank. I like warrior tanking, but hunter's always been like my main thing because I like kiting like big bosses that you can't normally kill by yourself.
Yeah,
but like I got really good at kiting, and I love going out and finding world bosses and killing them with my hunter.
It feels good like getting back into like an MMO and then like looking at because I got another little mod that shows like DPS that everyone's doing against the boss encounter and just seeing my name at the top of the list like
as a destruction warlock.
Yeah, destruction. I mean, it's like barely me though. It's more the class. But, like, it's still, like...
What was that game? Vanguard had that... Where's the DPS thing? I remember getting to 60. Vanguard was, like, EverQuest made that. The creators created Vanguard. Afterward, it had, like, its bumps and roads. But it was fun because you'd have... If you had a good rotation built for your, like, DPS, Rogue, the level of damage you could do was astronomical. I remember going into, like, parties,
dude,
and they would
burst
be...
burst damage Rogues can do...
Dude, these ones, it would be like, I burst damage 20,000, and they would be like, 20,000, 30,000, and then they'd see me at like 110,000. Like, how the fuck are you doing that much damage? I was like, oh, use this macro, because you could build the macros out. I was like, use this exact macro. You will just murder everything with the push of a button, and it'd be like, like,
stealth, crouch, backstab, spin around, double backflip, stab.
Yeah.
Then you do stealth again, double backstab.
Yeah. Your guy walks away for 5 seconds, wait, and then cool down and do it again. They'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Straight up. Yeah.
Did you ever see the old series called World of Roguecraft? It was a video series on YouTube back in the
OG
day.
OG YouTube.
Like OG YouTube, OG World of Warcraft. It was this rogue, and he was so good at playing the class, he would take the starting dagger that was like 0.5 DPS, and that's all he would use. And he was level 60, and he would just destroy entire teams of people.
Rogue was just so good. Yeah, back in the
he
day,
was
like,
so good.
He's a dead.
All that shit.
He was undead, right?
Yeah, he was an undead rogue.
Yep. Okay, I remember.
And he would just fucking annihilate some of the best players in the game.
God, I love those. That's why, like, what has you guys read the plague story, right, on World of Warcraft?
Like,
the plague that happened that, like, accidentally showed
all the undead?
No, the plague that someone, they brought a monster into the city, and that plague, because it got brought into the city, then it just kept spreading and destroying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, like, the CDC actually went and, like,
did
and,
a study on
colleges
it.
Colleges and stuff did studies on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, because it was seeing what people would do in an actual plague scenario. They brought it to Orgrimmar.
Was it Stormwind?
I don't know. It was one of the major cities, but yeah, I remember that. It was a plague, and they somehow got the monster out of the dungeon.
They dragged. Yeah, it was like a
world boss. Or a world boss. I think it was a world boss.
And they
boss.
Dragged it so fucking far.
Yeah, into the middle of a city, and it started killing people. Everyone.
And it had a plague that attached. If you came in contact or near another player, then they were contagious and kills you after X amount of time. Mm. So everyone's respawning, then they're near each other, then there's Stormwind, and there's NPCs and everything.
What?
So
I'm
every
this up. That's fucking it's cool. So, I didn't so know neat. About that.
Bro, it's so fucking gangster. Because it, like, it was a problem. They had to reset the server.
Yeah, they had to reset the entire server until like a few days before.
Yeah, because it literally just wiped out players, Stormwind. Oh, everything man, went dude. Down south on that. And you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, so, this MMO stories. If you want a good time, read on MMO stories. Like, yeah.
Oh, we talked about reading Dwarf Fortress stories, yes. too, sometime on here.
Yeah, Dwarf Fortress.
The story of Murder Boat. It's fucking amazing, that Dwarf Fortress story.
I'm playing RimWorld offline, too. Oh, I love RimWorld. I'm still playing RimWorld, Ben. That's my laptop game. I just sit there and
I have like 2,000 hours in RimWorld. I love RimWorld
Oh, I'm
so
aware, because yeah. I've synced.
Yeah.
I still need RimWorld. To play that one.
Oh, Project Zomboid just got the multiplayer release.
Oh,
didn't
did the multiplayer drop for Zomboid?
That's what John was saying, but he's a liar, so I don't know.
Don't lie to your fathers.
Yeah, John. The viewers are watching you.
Oh, Dad, I have all my assignments done. I get a teacher from an email and missing 12 assignments.
Little bastard.
Oh, I've seen you playing a lot of Minecraft lately, John. That's not schoolwork.
That's because I'm doing my schoolwork in Minecraft, Father.
Yeah. He would make some shit up like that. Our assignment
I would
have
tried to make some shit up like that. So
Roblox, Dad.
Oh, man.
Are you winning, son? Not at school.
Yeah. Define winning, it. Father. Define winning.
Oh, fuck.
I never got in trouble. I was just a shit. Like, I hated school. I just wanted to do it. I play EverQuest and Phantasy Star Online. I'd skip school and do that too.
I played a lot of WoW in high school and almost failed.
See, I didn't play. I was all FPSs through high school. It was Call of Duty and Halo and a little bit of Rainbow, the older like Rainbow Six Vegas style shit. What was the other one I was always in? Medal of Honor, SOCOM.
SOCOM, US Honor. Navy SEALs.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. That game
PS2,
with
right?
the USB.
Yeah.
That was when you had, was that when you had the USB? No, so. The USB. That was in the one of like the
Desert Storm.
Was it which one you had? You always had a suppressed USB, subcompact with the laser on the front. Holy shit! What
Splinter Cell?
Was it Splinter Cell?
That was always a good sneaky boy
Splinter
game.
Cell.
That wasn't a first person shooter.
No, Splinter Cell wasn't a first person shooter, but
yeah, you always had the green laser with the nods and everything.
Oh, I saw Monster Rancher. I ordered Monster Rancher for
Yo,
us
God
to try.
Dang it.
Because we were going to put porn DVDs in and see what monsters come out.
All right, so a lot of us have P.O. boxes, guys. We're going to need you to send us all your favorite porn DVDs.
So see what monster comes
I
out.
Want Backdoor Bussies 4. Let's go.
A bussy?
What BBW stands for?
Oh, no.
I want that buzz. Girl, bussy. Show me your buzz. Batty
no.
loves fat bussies.
No, what that means. Send him all the donut. Wait, don't leave to your skate shop?
Oh, no. Don't send them to the skate shop.
We got Backdoor Bussies 4 and 5 at the skate shop?
You better not be peeing. Hold on. He likes boxes.
Like. Man, you guys really want me to get a pet. Makes me want one so bad.
You know he's a good. That Squirt.
Squirt's not a good boy. Squirt's really angry.
I just can't get rid of him.
You don't.
No. Batty got a pet.
I got a pet.
What'd you get?
I got a gecko.
What's its name?
His name is Trico. It's a Tokay gecko. I love reptiles a whole bunch. I've always wanted one.
Batty's going. He was excited to tell us he's going to a convention, a reptile convention when
he
got here.
It's a herpes convention. I know, which is a terrible.
Herpes?
It's called herpes.
Like herpes?
No.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have said this.
Batty's going to a herpes convention, guys.
It's just a fucking reptile. They just have fucking bunch of crazy exotic animals and shit that are reptiles, and I want to go touch them all.
That place is going to smell like shitty crickets. It's going to smell like just dead crickets.
So yeah, I got a Tokay gecko, which is they get pretty big. They get like a little, they can be from like a foot to like 16 inches, and they're like crazy neon like bright colors and shit, and they bark.
That's awesome.
I got a barking gecko.
Wait, how? Like when the doorbell rings?
It's like my dog. Like either when they're grumpy or at night. You ever go out to like out in the woods at night and hear like frogs and shit chirping?
Yeah,
it's like that, but they bark real loud.
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted a barking. Because I was just excited to be like, hey, everyone, something's wrong with my dog. And take a picture of a gecko. But yeah, it's literally like a Pokemon. Like they're called Tokay geckos because the sound they make sounds like the word Tokay. Like that's how they bark. So
impersonate it.
No, because I knew as soon as I brought it up, you're gonna make me do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Why? It's your animal.
Input sound here. Party.
Tokay. Batty, do it.
I did.
Tokay.
Oh man, but I got a little gecko and I built a technically I guess it's a vivarium. I built a terrarium, which I guess isn't the right word. Terrariums for plants, vivariums for animals and plants. But I built this like big like thing and he lives in there and he's happy.
Is he happy? Did you
I don't
him?
Know. He's stressed right now. They're gonna be stressed barking? For like a week or so after you get them and move them into their new container.
Is he stress barking?
Is he by himself?
Yeah, he's just in there alone.
Oh, you that's super nice of
him. No, you don't put them together.
What?
They're like hardcore carnivores. Like motherfucker will just eat other geckos, including ones that look like him. Specifically ones that look like him.
What? What about a female gecko if you put it in
there? So I looked into that as well. If you want to do that, you have to like put them in separate tanks, but like the glass is touching so they can like eyeball each other first.
Because he will fuck her, then eat her.
He will fuck her and then eat her, and that's not great.
He wants that bussy.
Oh, no. That
blizzard bussy.
Yeah. He wants that techo bussy. Yeah,
I got like one of the, like, the angriest, loudest, fucking nocturnal, bright geckos. I got me in gecko form.
I was about to say, it's like you.
It's like me.
When's it stream? Like, what's its stream schedule?
I'm straight up going to find a way to run a camera to the gecko.
You should.
I'm going to. It's gonna happen. I can't put it in the room with my stuff because I also learned flashing lights and loud sounds are really bad for reptiles. They'll just die.
Yeah, they'll die really fast in your stream area. One stream actually would die.
Well, Batty can't stream anymore. Why?
Stress, he killed his lizard. Stress kills reptiles really quick. Like that's why I wanted to get a chameleon, but. Stress, you can't handle them. You can't fucking do shit with a chameleon half the time. Some you can, most you can't. They'll just stress out and die.
Jesus,
I don't know anything.
Could you imagine being stressed and just being like, nah?
That's what it's technically suicide.
I mean, dude, they won't eat. They're just like, no, I'm gonna just die instead. I'm like, okay, you little fucking drama queen.
Do 22 push-ups for your lizard
every day.
So he doesn't
every day
schwack himself.
As if I'm tired, will you help me do 22 push-ups for my lizard?
Dude, did you ever watch the doc or the video about the Asian dude? I think he's like Cambodian or like Thai. He swims with his pet alligator or crocodile.
Mm-mm. I looked in Texas, you can own crocodiles and alligators. You just have to buy a $200 license. It's like getting a suppressor.
Which is this crocodile, which.
I looked into it. I wanted to buy one. They're so cute.
200, that's no bad. This is a huge, like, monster croc. Like, this is a giant crocodile in which it was shot in the head and he nursed it back to health. This is like a giant fucking, like, man-eating crocodile. He nursed it back to health and, like, let it go and it just hung out by his house and he just sat there and pet it.
You saved me. I'm yours now.
set him. Yeah, and then he was just, now he gets in the water with it and it comes and just like sits next to him, won't attack him, doesn't do anything. He just chills with it in the water, goes swimming with it, and it swims off and then comes back. Doesn't like other people, but his the only one that it just hangs out and chills with. It's on YouTube. You're like, I'm getting a little iffy on this.
You know what this sounds like? Do you guys ever watch the documentary?
The documentary
about the grizzly man.
Start from the beginning.
Oh, a documentary about the grizzly man.
Documentary.
A documentary.
Yeah, he lived with them, right?
Yeah, until they ate him.
Oh yeah.
He like raised cubs and shit. Would just hang out with the wild Alaskan grizzlies and shit.
Yeah.
And he was great for a long time, right up until I believe his girlfriend watched him get eaten alive.
Yeah.
Weird video
by one of his babies,
by one of the ones that loved him or something. I don't know. There's probably a lot more to it. I remember watching this shit like when I was 15, being like, I don't like bears anymore.
I don't. Yeah, that's terrifying to me. Like the idea, there are fucking 800. Any of these creatures are like, you're looking at a 5 to 2,000 pound creature that can murder you.
You just gotta earn its trust and it'll love you. No!
No.
My gecko will bite me. You know what I can do if I get mad? I can flick the little fucker and he's gonna fly away. A grizzly that loves me so much may love me to death with its teeth and claws until I'm dead.
Did you ever see that picture of the guy that had his face taken off by a grizzly?
Yes.
And there's like nothing there.
Yeah. Wasn't he like in the, like just hiking or some shit? Mm-hmm. He got attacked by a grizzly, right? Yeah,
and it just went, took his entire face
just
off.
Just removed.
There was that Russian fam, those two Russian dudes that were.
Several Russians.
Well, there was like, oh, they're like in a trailer and their trailer on like a hilltop and like, ha ha. And then there's two cubs that come up and start playing and like, there's two cubs, grizzly cubs. And then mama bear shows up. And then the video ends is like it charging at them in their like trailer, and then it ends.
God, Russians have a lot of pet bears.
I've
seen so many videos of Russian pet bears.
Russia's wild. Like, have you the videos? Russia's huge.
That's why he does bingo with Russia.
We have Russian bingo.
That makes sense. There's some like, is it going to be a meteor this time or a nuclear meltdown? Who knows? It's Russia.
Dude, the dash cam is priceless out of Russia. Everyone has one. Yeah. Because there's so much insurance fraud over there. I learned that. That's why everyone has one.
Yeah,
because
people are like...
Everyone's poor.
Jump out from
like
the vehicle.
Just run and jump
on it. Insurance fraud videos are hilarious. Yeah. When like a security camera, a dash cam picks up insurance fraud and some dude's just walking out, the car stops, like completely stops like 4 feet away and then just like sidestep to the hood.
He hit me.
Did you think that would work?
Like you sons of bitches.
People are dumb.
Hate it.
I saw one the other day where the guy walked up to the car that was completely stopped and just started headbutting the hood. Dash cam caught every bit of it.
It's not they're like, oh yeah, this is part of my life right now.
Oh, fuck, Russia. Did we get to Russia?
I don't know. They do things differently though.
What is Kentucky Ballistic? What are we discussing?
Kentucky Ballistics put out the video with us in it today. So we talked about last podcast. Scott got really hurt.
Did we talk
really
about?
Hurt.
Did
yeah, we discussed.
We talked about.
Did we talk about our video?
No,
because it was released today.
Yeah,
but I didn't remember. Had we filmed it yet? I don't think we hadn't even filmed it yet.
No,
I don't think so.
We haven't even talked about filming that video.
Yeah, so, Kentucky got hurt, so we're all rotating out and making videos for his channel. So far, Brandon Herrera and Demolition Ranch have made videos for his channel. And then our video just came out today, starring Batty, Eli, and who else is in it?
Brandon
Herrera, and then Matt Best showed up. It's pretty good. It's an I Hate Gear Reviews about folding tables.
That's Scott, a fun one.
Scott took some stuff out of it.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm surprised he left as much in as he did.
Yeah, right?
Like, to be fair, like, that video was longer than I expected it to be.
There was some good stuff in there.
Yeah. He took out two things. He took out a meme where I put the gun blowing up in his face.
Like, we'll be right back.
Yeah, it was, boom! It was the Eric Andre meme. He took that out, and then the second thing he took out was Eli putting eggplant in a mayonnaise jar.
Because it was like, eggplant, fine. Mayonnaise, fine. On Scott's channel. Put them together, and then Donut blurred it perfectly. Not fine. And it wasn't fine either way, apparently. No, blurred or not blurred.
Yeah, Eli still ended up taking a bite out of mayonnaise eggplant. It was gross. But it was a fun video to make.
I just want to make something very clear. In that little clip, I said... Eggplants are great. Just because I wanted Eli to take a bite out of it. I don't like eggplants. They're awful. It's disgusting.
Send eggplants to Batty's P.O. box.
Along with your born. Yeah.
Your bussy born.
Yeah, that buss.
Oh, God. That's not what that means.
Bussy and eggplants.
That's not what that means. Stop it.
What does bussy mean?
Men.
Is it?
Boy, it's your butthole. Oh.
Is it?
It's your back butt, not your front butt.
Okay. Is that only for dudes?
Yeah, it's boy, pussy.
Bussy.
So you like bussies?
Nope, don't. It was a joke. It was a joke, and then you latched onto it because you're old.
Batty bussy.
It's like when your dad makes a shitty joke because he heard you say something once. You're like, Dad, stop.
I don't know. I was just saying go with buss.
Stop it, Eli. Stop saying it. You're making it weird. I am uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the video was good. It was really good. Brandon got hurt.
Yeah.
He tore, like, so he had to actually go.
I don't know if he's going to have to get surgery, but he did tear something in his shoulder.
From swinging a table.
At an eggplant.
Instantly, just injured.
Yeah.
That sums up this group as.
We're dumb.
Yeah.
I didn't get hurt. I jumped through tables.
You almost broke your arm.
I was really close to destroying my arm. I think I would have been fine.
Your whole weight coming down on the table that was... Batty's arm was folded under the table when he jumped on it, and he pulled it out at the last second as he was coming down on it.
Yeah, he got lucky. This is like Batty's like, oh, I'm going to jump on these tables. And like all the old guys, me, Matt, were like, why?
That's what I do.
Why? You can...
Welcome to Jackass.
Yeah. You cannot pay. Oh, man. I was just like looking at that. I was like, I'd get injured. I'd be down for at least 2 months.
It's like, I don't have insurance anymore. Let's get the table.
My body heals so slow right now.
I was fine. I was unbelievably surprised. I wasn't even sore.
Yeah. I don't know how.
I wasn't even drunk. Okay. Listen. Just eating shit. You're like, wow, here's a good skit idea. It's like, is this a skit, Batty?
This feels like high school right now.
Welcome to Batty.
Yeah, we're gonna push you in a grocery cart next.
Down a hill. Yeah, see where the wheel breaks off, and I
make you eat shit real quick.
I've learned concrete bad for anything. Saw it.
Which one's that one?
It's Jones.
Is that the one that likes bussy? No,
Squirt likes bussy.
Squirt
likes bussy. Okay. Well done. Correct usage of bussy.
Nailed it.
Oh my fucking God.
Well, on that train wreck of an episode.
Throw up.
We covered poop, bussy.
World of Warcraft. Tarkov.
Same category.
What else did we talk about? Scott,
yeah. I mean, everything.
Chuck Liddell. I'm going to throw shade at Chuck Liddell. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to send this clip to him.
Chuck struggled to shoot the 50 standing up.
Did he?
Did he, Donut?
Yeah, I think he did.
He did. He had to stay. He had to lay down. I'm just saying.
You hear that, Chuck? Batty is challenging you to a fight.
Forget Jake Paul, Batty wants to fight you.
No, July 4th.
You wouldn't hit a man with...
the ranch. Bring your silkies. He'll wear his American silkies. It's going to be a boxing match. You versus Batty. Everyone post this on his Instagram. And, yeah. Batty, Chuck Liddell. July 4th. Batty says, quote, Chuck's a pussy and can't shoot a 50 cal. Fight me. 2021. There we go. That's a great way to end an episode.
Yeah, wonderful.
I hope he accepts the fight. We have at the ranch. We put on like a shitty little boxing. Batty just gets his ass beat for 30 seconds. Has a stroke in the ring.
Bye.
Love you. Guys, check out Batty streams.
General operator.
Eli double tap, leaves the comments, do the loves, and then go spam emotes in this person's channel. We love them.
Stop it.
Bye.